Daily Rest, Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. This week's devotion theme is Thanksgiving. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4, verse 9. The first giving, spiritual. With these wondrous words, we closed yesterday's devotion and begin today's. Every day of our lives should begin and end with thanksgiving for redemption. As busy as our lives may be, and as involved as we may be with our jobs, families, pastimes, political interests, etc., we dare not push the reality of redemption into the background. It plays a part in all of these involvements. Without redemption, none of these things would be worthwhile. Redemption is what brings value into all of our activities. Because of redemption, even our sinful activities are made to serve a good purpose. For all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. In our last devotion, we considered the many blessings which are consumed by our physical senses. Now, consider the blessings received by our spiritual senses. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Isaiah 55, verse 3. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119, verse 103. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1, verse 18. The sweetness of the word of God, the fragrance of the gospel, the sound of God's voice, the sight of our spiritual riches, and perhaps we can add the touch of fellowship. Truly, thanksgiving begins with God's giving, his giving of gifts to delight our spiritual senses. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, website clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, GethsemaneCLC.org.